Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now partly cloudy and 73 degrees. Three people were injured in a two-car crash in the 800 block of South Leitner in southeast Wichita just after 2 o'clock this morning. A 27-year-old woman and a 3-month-old female were taken to Wesley Medical Center in serious condition. First responders described the infant as unrestrained in the vehicle. A third person was taken to Wesley with minor injuries. Washington, D.C. police responded to reports of gunfire Thursday night, discovering multiple people shot.
We located six individuals in the 1300 block of Columbia Road sustained gunshot wounds. One of those individuals has been pronounced deceased. The other five remaining individuals have been transported to area hospitals.
That's Police Commander Stuart Emmerman. Investigators say two men opened fire with an AK-style rifle, then fled in a car. Wichita police are investigating after police pursuit and a suspect vehicle crashed in East Wichita. It began late Thursday night in Butler County near U.S. 54 and Andover Road and continued west into the Wichita city limits. The vehicle crashed at Kellogg and Webb Road. Initial reports indicated no one was seriously injured in the crash. One person is in police custody. The Butler County Sheriff says at least 60 cats, some of them dead, were removed from a home in Augusta. Sheriff Kelly Herzit says crews removed the animals from the home Thursday. Says a dead and decaying dog was found inside the home, but it's possible more animals would be found. Cake TV reports Stephanie Hines, who lives next to the home, says the woman who rented the home would show up periodically to feed the animals and then would leave again. Agricultural leaders from Taiwan have signed a letter of intent with the Kansas Livestock Association in Topeka to continue purchasing Kansas meat products.
Kansas Congressman Ron Estes says Taiwan is committed to buying $3.6 billion in U.S. ag products, which will benefit Kansas.
It's tough times right now with all the trade battles that are going on, and so this is a positive sign for us in the agriculture community.
Last year, Taiwan was the fifth largest export market for Kansas, buying $167 million in ag products. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A community building event will take place this Sunday in Wichita.
Wichita Vice Mayor Jeff Bloombaugh announced Open Streets ICT is returning for the third year on Douglas Street.
Open Streets ICT opens Wichita's iconic Douglas Avenue for 4 miles from College Hill to Delano for biking, walking, running, dancing, yoga, and more. Open Streets ICT is closed to traffic during this time.
Bloombaugh says there will be street vendors and music all along the route. You can find out what's happening and when at openstreetsict.com or on the app that's designed to help you navigate the area. The event will run from noon until 5, and streets will be closed until 6. Steve Boyer, KNSS News.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Imelda have flooded Houston and other portions of Texas. Fox's Casey Stiegel reports.
As Tropical Depression Imelda continues moving inland, the system, Texas's first named storm since Hurricane Harvey in 2017, has drenched parts of southeast Texas. In Liberty, an hour northeast of Houston, blinding rains fell at a rate of 6 inches an hour at one point. Roads turned to rivers, with some taking it in stride, but the deluge eventually prompted hundreds of high water rescues across the region.
Officials in Houston saying they received more than 1,500 high water rescue calls. Authorities say the storm has taken at least 2 lives. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning now, here on a Friday, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. We've got Well, we've got the gasoline prices coming down. It's just not very uniform as it's coming down. The gasoline prices, some places still as high as that $2.45 where we had the jump up the other day, but many other places coming down. Lowest I'm seeing out there, $2.37 a gallon. Spotted $2.37 at, well, near Kellogg and Broadway. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a deep trough of low pressure well to the west of us, sending a series of disturbances our way, and it's going to interact with moisture that's coming in from the south from the tropical system Imelda. We could see a few widely scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening with a high 82. Breezy tonight, Charlo 70, then better chances of rain Saturday and 85. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a partly cloudy sky, east wind at 3 miles per hour and 69 degrees. Friday, September 20th, 2019, another sunny, warm day across central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 90 degrees, and I'll tell you what, at times it felt like it was more than that. Normal high for the date, 81.
Yeah, it was hot.
It was kind of muggy yesterday afternoon. On this date in 1976, Playboy magazine released an interview in which Democratic presidential nominee Jimmy Carter admitted he'd looked on women with lust. And it was huge.
Really?
For a presidential candidate to admit something that most men would say, yeah, that's right, yeah. Mr. Carter came to us from Georgia, small state, small governor from Georgia, and with the said he was not going to lie to us. He was going to be honest, and he's pretty forthright. Still around, still building houses for Habitat Humanity. I saw a photo of him the other day. What, he's 90 or something, and he's still going. Jimmy Carter admitting that he looked on women with lust. A comprehensive study shows there are nearly 3 billion fewer wild birds in North America than in 1970. The new study finds that the bird population in the United States and Canada was probably around 10.1 billion nearly a half century ago, and has dropped by 29% to about 7.2 billion birds. Study led author Kenneth Rosenberg, a Cornell University conservation scientist, says the thinning of the flocks is happening before our eyes, but is so slow we don't often notice. Fewer birds by, you know, almost by 29%. This is according to scientists. They've done an extensive study on this. And, of course, thinking, what's behind that? They don't offer in stories this morning, they don't offer any suggestions or ideas why that is. But I'd have to, you know, I'm connecting the dots and say it's probably because of climate change across the world, not just in North America. 6:13 now, Steve and Ted. And here's an interesting story this morning. Venerable gun manufacturer Colt says it will stop producing the AR-15. Among other rifles, for the consumer market, in the wake of many recent mass shootings in which suspects used the weapon. The company did not mention mass shootings in its statement about stopping production, and instead blamed the indefinite pause in making the weapon on a significant excess manufacturing capacity. There's made too many, it looks like. And that's what they're saying. But I would imagine they're getting a little public heat as well.
Well, and I think the bigger thing is there's about a dozen other manufacturers that make basically exactly the same things.
Yeah. So, but Colt is.
So there's all of those out there haven't been bought yet, and they just said, you know, we've got enough that we haven't sold yet. We might as well stop
just,
building them.
Put a pause on for a while at least.
Yeah.
All right. 6:14, Steve and Ted, and we're going to be talking this morning about a couple of appearances yesterday and last night for Steve and Ted. At least Ted was there yesterday afternoon. We were at the Chamber of Commerce exposure at Century 2, which is, it was a lot of people out there and, you know, so many businesses displaying what they're doing and talking with people, and folks were going around and networking. And Ted and I were there over the noon hour and greeted just a lot of people. People coming up saying, hey, we'll listen to you every morning. Heard you talking about this show today. This is the reason I'm here, because you guys were talking, seeing you out here. And we ran into some old friends, and we're going to tell you, going to share a few names with you coming up here later on this morning of the people we ran into at Exposure. That is a That's becoming a pretty good show as far as those kinds of things are concerned, where you can see just a one-stop, I'm going to run into as many business people as I can see here doing all kinds of things, retail and wholesale, and you know, we had Chick-fil-A around the corner. I'm going to drop a little commercial for you. And they had these little plates they were handing out with pieces of chicken.
Chicken, yeah.
Delicious. And their mac and cheese, which I had never tried before. That's pretty good. So they were just, you know, handing out product, and people were going around to sampling that and all the local wares. It was interesting. We had a great time. Then last evening, I was privileged, along with our good friend Tom Leffler, to kind of be the co-MCs of the Kansas Junior Livestock Show Beef Eaters Picnic.
Oh, yeah.
That was in Cowtown, and good crowd out there for that, and people interested in livestock, and the kids are showing these animals, and we had an auction and raised some money for scholarships, had a judging of people and showing the celebrity showing, which I did last year. I'm going to tell you all about that coming up. I'm going to give you all the details right now, but I did spend a little time with the mayor and some other celebrities that, I'm going to do some name dropping here in a few minutes. But that's always a good function. We've done that. Ted and I've done that about 3 years in a row. He couldn't make it last night, but I was there with, like I said, with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. I figured I'm going to need somebody helping me who's an expert on livestock.
Well, did you or Tom show anything?
No,
Tom?
We didn't show. Oh, we didn't show.
Ah.
Now, last year I showed, but maybe they'll let me do it next year. Maybe, and Ted and I will both be there next year. I don't know.
Didn't you get very badly beaten in the showing contest?
I had a goat last year.
It was a little unruly.
Very unruly. Maybe it was me. I mean, maybe I just don't have the goat knack.
You don't have the knack.
I'm not a goat whisperer.
Okay.
I may have called him a name or two. it was more or less a disaster last year. This year, a little bit tamer. We had, tell you what, ran into some old friends, some good friends, and it was a fun evening. And then, you know, about the time we were ready to wrap up, it's turned into a pretty pleasant evening. I mean, it cooled off. A little breeze, and it was nice. But anyway, we ran into yesterday, between Ted Woodward and me, we ran into a ton of Steve and Ted listeners. Thank you out there for listening. And here in a few minutes, I'm going to do a little name dropping.
All right.
Talk about some of those folks. All right, 6:18, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And this morning, we've got Jad Chambers on the sports desk again. Tell us about, we got Chiefs football this weekend.
That's right.
Royals were playing. You got a lot going on there.
Yes, I do. We'll start with the Kansas City Chiefs football. Two of the NFL's exciting young quarterbacks and their high-flying offenses meet on Sunday when Lamar Jackson and the Ravens visit Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Both are 2-0 heading into KC's home opener at Arrowhead Stadium. Pre-game start 11 o'clock, and that's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Over on KFH, 1240 AM and 97.5 FM. Sunday, on Sunday, we start off with baseball over there.
Yeah.
It's the final game of the Royals series with the Minnesota Twins. Of course, yesterday, the Royals and the Twins, the Minnesota Twins beat the Royals 8-5. That Royals game on Sunday will be followed with NFL action over on KFH, the Houston Texans visiting the Los Angeles Chargers. And then the Sunday night game, the Cleveland Browns hosting the Los Angeles Rams. We've got high school football to talk about. Last night, Goddard Eisenhower completed a fourth quarter comeback. They beat Andover 20-14 in Andover. And Southeast won a shootout with North 51-38.
Oh, a lot of scoring there.
A lot of scoring there.
Yeah.
A full schedule of high school football tonight over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. We've got some high school football. Wichita Northwest High School traveling to Great Bend. That's going to be on the air at 6:30 and the kickoff at 7. College football tomorrow on KFH starting at 10 a.m. Tennessee Volunteers in Florida taking on the Gators. And that's going to be followed by KU football on KFH. KU hosting West Virginia coming off of that big win last weekend over Boston College. Right here on KNSS, we have Butler football tomorrow night. The Grizzlies hosting Dodge City. Pregame start on that one at 6:30. Steve, you mentioned volleyball.
I did.
The Wichita State volleyball team fell, unfortunately, yesterday to number 15 Creighton, 3-0 in the opening match of the Creighton Classic in Omaha. Wichita State falls to 3-7 on the season. The Shockers back in action this afternoon with a match against Wyoming at 2 p.m. And then tomorrow, a big one for the Shockers. They face a big test going to Lincoln to take on number one Nebraska. So
yeah, that is going to be a big test.
Yeah, big test tomorrow in Lincoln, but a good match for the Wichita State volleyball team. And I've got a bit of a strange story. Two suspects being penalized after they stole a life-size cutout of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, up there in Kansas City, right?
That's right. They had a wreck as they fled. Lawrence police spokesman Patrick Compton says a man and a woman grabbed the cutout at a McDonald's.
This is in Lawrence.
This was in Lawrence on Monday.
All right.
They grabbed this life-size cutout of Patrick Mahomes, ran out of the store, jumped into a car, and sped away. Then they got into a wreck. Officers are investigating the two-car accident, saw the cutout in one of those vehicles. The two were issued notices to appear for the theft. It wasn't really a chase. They tried to get away, and they wrecked.
Yeah.
And then police investigating the wreck kind of, hey, why have you got a life-size cutout of Patrick Mahomes in your car? Well, they'd just stolen it. So.
And they returned it to the McDonald's, too.
Yeah, they did. The McDonald's now has their cardboard Mahomes back.
Very
so
good.
That's what we got going.
They got West at Carroll tonight, and my grandkids, my grandson goes to Carroll, and, of course, I'm a West alumni.
Yep.
I've kind of been invited to the game, but I'm not sure which side of the stadium I'm going to sit on. But.
Yeah, be torn there a little bit.
So, yeah.
That's sports on Steve and Ted in the morning.
Coming up, we've got the Kansas Star Casino 2019 Midwest Beer Fest. It's Saturday, September 28th, and it's at the Kansas Star Casino. I got a pair of tickets if you'd like to go. There's a lot of activity involved in this. A lot of things going on with the Midwest Beer Fest. Give us a call at 869-1330 if you'd like to go to the 2019 Midwest Beer Fest, Kansas Star Casino, Saturday, September 28th, 869-1330. 622 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Plus traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.